of my favorite preachers and authors is Reverend Nadia Boltz Weber. She's also a recovering addict. She shared a great story recently about being in a 12-step meeting, and one of the old-timers, as she referenced him, said, "Isn't it great that God is crazy about us?" She was touched deeply by this, saying that this resonated with her even more than hearing that God loves us. He doesn't just love us. In spite of all of our warts and foibles, he's crazy madly in love with us. Well, more than any other day of the year, I think this is visibly, painfully evident on Good Friday. Walking the way of the cross on Good Friday has become one of the most meaningful spiritual practices I've encountered, not only during Holy Week, but throughout the year. Jesus faces his persecutors without his disciples, for they have all fled in fear, including Peter, who in spite of his promises has denied even knowing Jesus. The women, including his mother, stay by his side until the end and then prepare his body for burial. At one point, Jesus even cries out to the Lord, "Why have you abandoned me?" And yet, in the end, Jesus continues to love us as he pleads with his Father, "Forgive them. They know not what they do." This horrifying walk, beaten, humiliated, carrying his own heavy wooden instrument of crucifixion, falling 3 times and the painful nailing to the cross. And yet, he loves us. He forgives Peter and Judas, and he forgives us even when we want to avert our eyes from his pain. He loves us no matter how many times we fail to follow his teachings. Isn't it great that God and Jesus are this crazy about us? Let us not look away.